651 with retired defender discretion and continue. By my four left is available if you go on a signature.
Okay, we'll take four left. That'll help us both.
Welcome back to the DJ's Aviation Podcast with your host, Dan. The podcast that is home for anyone that simply wants to relax. Listen to ramblings about the aviation industry, venting about life, interests such as photography, gaming, and so much more like sports. Stay tuned and I hope you enjoy the episode. Hi everyone, welcome back to the fifth episode now of the DJ's Aviation Podcast. I'm keeping this a weekly thing. This is now the fifth consecutive week, pardon me, that I've done this. So once again, it's another major achievement for myself to keep this going. So big thank you to everyone that has been listening. Before I get underway, I just want to send out my support and condolences to the people of India that will be listening to this or that even watch the channel. I know how passionate you guys can be when it comes to aviation. Your airlines, whether it be Air India, Jet Airways, Indigo, and more, probably amongst the most passionate enthusiasts for aviation that I've seen. And obviously the crisis, the COVID-19 crisis within India, if you're unaware, has been absolutely awful in the past couple of weeks. They're seeing numbers in the hundreds of thousands, daily infections, thousands upon thousands of deaths. So to anyone that's listening from India, my deepest condolences if you've lost anyone, and of course my support. With that being said, we're going to get underway. There's quite a few different things to talk about, and it won't be all somber. I just wanted to basically address that, as I know a lot of people watch me from India. Actually, I believe it's in the top five countries, and obviously a lot of people listen to the podcast from India as well. Anyway, topics for today include basically just your usual updates, whether it be with the weather within London, train spotting, future day trips, future plans for myself, work on that second channel that, if you were listening to the podcast, which is episode 4 now, I briefly touched on, an update to the Discord partnership, actually a funny story surrounding that only the people in the Discord server will know about, but if you're not there, you won't know completely what's been going on, so that is why I'll be updating you. Before I begin though, just a massive shout out to the patrons in the highest tier that are going to get a shout out in this podcast. We have Bill, Brandon, Dan, Don, pardon me, not Dan, that's me, Gregory, John, Laura, Maddie, Mike, and then a second Mike, Nick, Phil, and Unknown Guy 54. A big thanks for your support over there. But yeah, I wanted to basically start off with the Discord partnership. If you basically aren't in the server and you're not following me anywhere but YouTube, you will have listened to the podcast and would have no idea whether we got partnered or not. Well, fun fact, we did officially get partnered with Discord, but how it pretty much unfolded was even funnier. I record these podcasts now. It's just become a routine. I record every single one live in the Discord server under a stage channel, and basically the stage channel allows people to join in and then listen to the podcast as they're doing right now. We had about 23, 25 people listening, and I obviously, as you know in this podcast, if you have listened to the fourth episode, I went on to say it had been 2 weeks or something since we applied for Discord partnership, and we'd received no news back with regards to that. Naturally, after 2 weeks, I was getting a bit concerned, and I wanted that answer. With that being said, I concluded the podcast, and about 5 minutes after I concluded the podcast, we got partnered from Discord, so I thought to myself, it's pretty funny that it had to happen just like that. Not only after I recorded the podcast and spent so long talking about I was waiting for the decision, but of course that's hard to go back and change. Either way, we got partnered and now we have a pretty cool badge and we keep all the various perks. Again, if you're not on Discord, it just allows you to basically get emoji slots. You get a vanity URL link, which means the Discord invite link is going to be set to something for the forever. Ours is aviation, so basically if someone would be searching for aviation, they would easily be able to find our server. On top of that, we've now linked up to the Discovery join page. The Discovery is pretty self-explanatory, but it's basically a landing page where you can find servers based on topics you're interested in. So for me, we would tag it with aviation, my channel, maybe planes, aircraft, gaming, hobbies, basically the overall consensus of what the Discord server is about, and someone could easily type that and then join from there. So yeah, we've been getting a lot of new members from that, which has been really cool. Still keeping the same core Honorable mention to Lex D, who has basically blitzed through all the levels now that we set with regards to XP on how much you talk. I think he has like, I don't know, God knows how many tens of thousands of messages. But yeah, he's blitzed through all the levels that we thought were going to take 8 months to clear, and he's managed to do it in 3 months. So I know he'll appreciate that shout out there. So yeah, we're partnered with Discord, which is honestly pretty cool. Love the badge, and the perks that come with it is really good. If you're not there, there'll be a link joined in the show notes. Otherwise, feel free to check out my other social medias or just simply join using the discord.gg/aviationvanity link. Now, onto the next bullet point that I've made, and that is the weather within the United Kingdom, which surprisingly has been very good of late. Now, you're not going to have your 30-degree weather or 35-degree weather in April, but we've had a lot of sun. In fact, I think we went for a solid two-week period of just sunny days with a little bit of cloud, but mostly sun and partly cloudy weather. That has come to a crushing halt today with a lot of rain. Yesterday we had, and by the way, this is being recorded on Wednesday, the 28th of April at 9:30 p.m. local time here in the UK. So on Tuesday, we had a little bit of cloud towards the afternoon, evening, and then it really set in today, and we had a lot of rain this afternoon and evening time. And looking at the schedule, I would not recommend doing so. Tomorrow seems like it's going to be the only nice day for the next week. It's just going to be solid rain, so that's great. But thankful we had at least 2 weeks of nice weather, which I definitely made the most of and will continue to go out in the bad weather. But naturally, you know, I think everyone would rather sun after spending how many months in lockdown? I wouldn't know at this point. Other updates, I had a new suitcase arrive this evening. The new suitcase is basically the cheapest one you could find. I need to start shipping back some stuff to Australia that simply is not going to be fitting in my regular suitcases. For anyone unaware, I'm headed back to Australia in basically August time. And I will be traveling with Qatar Airways on the Airbus A350-1000 and Boeing 777, providing all goes according to plan and I don't get booted off the flight, which I already have been booted off once. So I've had... I'm not sure if I've covered this in any podcasts, but I might as well cover it again. I think I've had 4 time changes now, and then on top of that, I've been booted off. Well, I've had my flight cancelled once and then pushed 3 days back. I was lucky that it was only 3 days back. There are other people that have been pushed back 2 months. With that being said, that doesn't mean that come the middle of July, I might not get a cancellation and then, say, not be able to get back until October. I don't want that for living situations, but for exploring situations... just keeping it low on the books, I probably wouldn't mind that much if I managed to get to spend a little bit more time here. Naturally, having a lot of time robbed from me thanks to the COVID pandemic, I think it'd be very cool to spend a little bit longer here. But that's out of my hands. We'll have to wait and see on that front. All I know is that when I do fly back, I will be making trip reports. Honestly, and this isn't even coming from a selfish point of view, but I think I will probably be mostly doing it for myself. Because naturally flying in the midst of a pandemic is something you're not going to be able to say you've done. Well, a lot of people may not have done, but even for me, I haven't flown. I actually did a tweet recently on my Twitter. How many days has it been now? You know what? I'm going to actually have a look right now while we're recording this podcast. The last time I flew was July 19th, 2019. Let's have a look. And by the way, I should mention that, the new keyboard has arrived. If you were unaware, my keyboard broke last week. I think it was just before I recorded the podcast, episode 4. My keyboard broke, so I've ordered a replacement. For anyone that is curious which keyboard I ordered, I believe it was the... I should have a box. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause the podcast, grab the box, come back and continue and give you the exact naming and then also update you on how many days it's been since I last took to the skies. Alrighty, so it was the Razer Black Widow V3 Pro Wireless Mechanical Gaming Keyboard. Let's have a look for people that really love all the specs and stuff. It was Razer green switches, tactile and clicky, Razer hyperspeed wireless technology, Razer mechanical switches, double shot ABS caps, Razer Chroma RGB. Yeah, that's basically all the specs that I can give without basically reading the box completely. Let me just put the box down. And also, it's been 649 days since I've been on a plane. So I want to document the experience for myself. And Obviously, I'll be sharing that on the channel as well for you all, and hopefully that will be an enjoyable experience, as it's been a long time since I've done trip reports. I've had many questions over, do you do trip reports? I do. I have a playlist on the channel full of trip reports. I've flown on the 747, the A380, the 787, the 777, but naturally, I don't fly every second of the day. I'm not that kind of person. I don't also fancy spending a crap ton of money flying for no reason. I just don't fly that often. You can have a look at my flight diary, which should be linked in the show notes, or it's linked somewhere in my videos. But I don't fly that much compared to a lot of other people. I know I'm very grateful to have flown to begin with, because people have sometimes not flown at all. But I definitely don't fly maybe as regularly as your other aviation bloggers may or may not do. With that being said, I've covered the new keyboard. So, new day trips. This is exciting for people that enjoy more the transport side of things when it comes to trains, buses, maybe even people that enjoy photography or general travel and exploration. This does not involve planes, because I'm not flying anywhere until I go to back to Australia. So I have to head to my Trainline app, as that is where all my day trips are booked. Now, last time I can't remember what I covered and what I didn't cover. In the time that I recorded the podcast 2 days ago, I actually did go somewhere else, which I'll cover in a second as well. But as for the future ones, next week is actually quite busy. I'll be going to Bath, not to have a bath. Let's not get that twisted. I'll be going to Bath from London Paddington through to Bath Spa. That'll be a day trip purely for photography, although the weather is looking to be crap on that day, so that's not going to be too fun. I'll probably have to bring a raincoat or something like that. But notably, there is the addition of a new day trip, which is not really, honestly, to see anything. It's actually to go and look at trains, and that is Manchester Piccadilly, which I'll be heading to. So I'll be heading up north to Manchester, which is exciting as well. Not my first time to Manchester. I've been to Manchester how many times? Just once, but that was for the football. So this is to go and take some videos of trains. Then we have York, which is happening the week after, so I'll be heading further up north out of London King's Cross. Let me just have a look at what brand. So I'm going on the Avanti West Coast from London through to Manchester Piccadilly. Then London Paddington is on Greater Western Railway, so GWR, and then we have the York one is London North Eastern Railway. So that's going to be quite cool to go on some different trains. The main one is happening early June, and that will be through to Edinburgh in Scotland. But I've actually recently added on a new booking onto that. So I'm headed to Edinburgh just for an overnight stay from London. But I'll actually be headed in the early morning the next day from Edinburgh to Glasgow on a one-hour train ride to take a look at Glasgow for a bit and also capture some trains there. And a lot of people might be like, why are you filming trains? Because I'm still trying to contact my designer, who I've sent an email now and a tweet to, a direct message. I've still got no response, the person that designed my branding, but I have been taking a lot of videos of trains because I want to do permitting. I need to also contact YouTube to make sure they don't take me down, because they've taken down every time I've tried to start a second channel, they've taken it down because they believe I'm impersonating myself, which is ludicrous. And everyone could be like, oh, then go back to YouTube. I don't think anyone understands how difficult it is to contact YouTube support. It can take me 2 weeks just to sort an issue with my monetization. So imagine trying to get a channel being taken down, rectified. It is a complete nightmare. So I'm going to try and contact them to make sure they don't take it down. But I have no idea what... I know what I want to do, and I have written all the plans down. I've had it planned for a couple weeks now. I've actually got a new notebook, which I ordered from Vistaprint, which also has podcast ideas, but it also has second channel ideas, and it has a bunch of names, all the content that's going to be featured. And I'm looking at it now, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So far, there's 9 different topics. That's not really topics, but 9 different focuses, from plane spotting to train spotting to bus spotting, tram spotting, train reports, live streams of such of like airline games, trip reports overall, train reports. There'll be lots of different things on there, and I'll even branch into potentially, depending on if I know anything, maybe the odd news video on other types of transport. But I have a bunch of also channel names. I'm not going to reveal any yet, but I don't actually know what one I'd go with. Like I said, I'm still trying to contact my designer to get some changes made to the branding so I'd be able to go through with launching that. I have no idea when it would be launched, if it's even going to be launched, because like I said, it's basically permitting my designer to be able to help me with that, and I've not heard anything back for the past 2 weeks. But I've been doing a lot of work now to be able to and get that set up. That also heads back to all these day trips. And 2 days ago, I went to Birmingham New Street to take some videos of trains as well. I had a lot of fun going to Birmingham and seeing all the trains. There were lots like West Midlands. This is literally becoming a train podcast because I found a new interest. And I'm sure people that like trains that are listening to this will be over the moon, because I know when I posted about it on Twitter, people were like, yes, we've finally converted him to liking trains, because originally it was just planes. But I think what I enjoy so much about trains is I don't really know that much, but also I don't feel any pressure to just go and do these things. I feel like when I go plane spotting, in the back of my mind is like, oh, it's my work. And while this second channel would be still on the YouTube platform, I don't think I would take it as seriously as a main work. It would be more of a passion project, which I've explained that many times about, like, a passion project and work as in more of a hobby, as I'd be using it as a place to just dump my stuff, and also a place where if people want to get to know me even better than, say, just the Discord server or just come hang out, it's probably less chaotic than streaming on my aviation-based channel. With that being said, like I mentioned, I went to Birmingham for a few hours. I actually managed to get an hour and 15 minutes of train footage at Birmingham, so I was pretty happy with that. I'm looking now at my external hard drive, and I have a section for this second channel prep, and it's got all the stations that I've been to so far. I've been to London, Victoria, which is actually an interesting story. I got told off and sent to the security office in London, Victoria. That was pretty funny. Pretty much, you're not allowed to film there, which I thought you were, because I've recently been watching a lot of train videos on YouTube in my spare time, and I was under the impression you're allowed to film there. But no, you weren't. Well, actually, you are, but because I am a 20-year-old male, I look sometimes dodgy wearing a face mask, so they thought that I was going to do something to the trains. So basically, I got told off, sent to the security room, I got sat down, and I had to explain what my intentions were. I had to show them the camera, they inspected the camera themselves. I spent about 15 minutes in the security room being profiled, having all my information taken down, and only then did they let me back out to go and do it. But I'm not going to lie, it left a pretty sour taste in my mouth going back out. I felt like I was being interrogated to just take a video of a train. With that being said, I went back out. I think I managed to get about 45 minutes of content at Victoria, London, Victoria, which I may head back there, but honestly, I'm not going to head back there anytime soon after that experience. I've been to London Euston. I wasn't there for too long. I found it to not be boring, but I found it to be not as busy. I think I got about 19 clips there, maybe like half an hour of footage. The main one I've been to is London Paddington, which I covered in the fourth episode. I've been there 3 times so far, and I think I've accumulated about 3 hours of content from Paddington. And I like it personally because I haven't had any problems, and that's the same for Clapham Junction. When I've gone there, the staff haven't even come to bother me, and if they have, they've said, have a nice time, because they can clearly see that I'm just standing there, not doing anything harmful. But I went to Paddington today, actually. It was bucketing it down. I was stood undercover, so the views weren't as good, but it was pouring, like absolutely pouring with rain. So it was quite a cool perspective, because all the other times I've been train spotting, it's been in sunny, beautiful conditions. So today I managed to film 50 minutes of content, and I was only there about an hour and 20, so basically, Paddington is so busy that you can be filming constantly. So I think it's a great quickfire way. Oh my God, I cannot speak English. It is a great quickfire way for myself to get some content, like I said, for prep eventually, hopefully with the second channel. At the end of the day, it's cool that I've managed to get some content, but I really want to upload this to YouTube and just for myself, because I don't want the videos just to sit there. And honestly, I'm having the be all and end all. Is like, yeah, it's cool for a second channel, but I'm having so much fun taking the videos and seeing all these trains for the first time and seeing all the operators. And like I said, I've also been to Clapham Junction, which is incredibly busy. I think I took about 60 videos when I went to Clapham Junction the other day, and I'll definitely be headed back there soon as there are some great views. We're 19 minutes into the podcast. I'm honestly not too sure how much longer this is going to go on. I posted for my patrons to ask me some questions in a Q&A for this podcast. But I didn't get any responses back from my patrons, so I might have to move towards Twitter or Discord and ask, make like a channel where people can ask questions for this podcast, whether it's a whole Q&A section in every episode, like I split it up, or potentially it's something along the lines of a Q&A episode. I think personally, I wouldn't be opposed to a Q&A episode, but it might be a bit more fun doing a, say, three questions an episode. Personally, one of the main things I don't enjoy about live streams is being asked the same question consistently. That's no one's fault because people aren't going to know I've answered it, but naturally, if you get Airbus or Boeing, probably 1,500 times since I've started YouTube, and I've given the same answer 1,500 times, it does feel like you're repeating yourself quite a lot. So I think if I was to do a Q&A in these podcasts, I'd probably do three or four questions per episode. So yeah, with that being said, I'll probably have in the next episode some questions that I'll go over that don't have to be aviation related. And to be honest, I don't really want them to be aviation related. I feel like for the most part with work, when I say work, I mean this brand overall, I'm talking about aviation my entire day. So this podcast is nice because I don't have to talk about, oh, the A380 did this. Oh, the 787 did this. That's not to say that this podcast won't be more centered around aviation in the future. In fact, I've written down a couple of things I'm going to talk about. Let me just get that section in my book that I have, which is all ideas for the channel. Where is it? Here we go. So I've got... I'm trying in the process to get an interview with the Avatar Airlines CEO. I was rejected it originally, and I think what I'd be doing for that is putting half the questions on video format, and then half the others would be in podcast, so you'd have to listen to the podcast if you wanted more. But I got turned down the first time because my questions were, how do I put it, not sugar-coated. They were very upfront, so I got turned down, but they asked me again if I wanted to do it, so I've said yes. We'll see what happens. I don't know if I'll get accepted, considering, like I said, the questions were very full on and were from the community. I have things to do with, like, my day trips. I'm going to obviously put them in, especially for the ones that are photography-based. Like, I'm sure the Edinburgh Glasgow one will get its own episode, not so much included like Birmingham. I have plane spotting LAX, how the pandemic has impacted me. One of the main ones I probably should do soon is... why I stopped my model airport, because that is another question I get so much. So I definitely want to do an episode covering that, because then that means in the future that if anyone asks me, I can say, go listen to the podcast. And it's a weight off my shoulders. And also, if anyone in my community sees someone asking, they can just be like, oh, go see this episode of the podcast. I want to talk about how I started YouTube. I think I already mentioned it, but how COVID-19's impacted me. Work experience at the airport is something I want to do again. I'd have to get some information. That's probably more likely to happen when I return to Melbourne, because a lot of the information I collected is in Melbourne, not in London. My job, basically getting to know me as in a sense of what I do every day when it comes to this, because there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff people don't see. As an example, if you're going to go to YouTube or even this, you listen to the podcast and you're out, and you watch a video and you're out, but there's a lot of different other things that go into it that you don't see. A lot of prep, a lot of planning, a lot of exterior work, things you may not have even thought of. So I'd love to go more in depth with that to give people an idea about what goes on with that regard. And I mean, maybe the next time then you watch a video, you're like, hey, I understand more of what he did. So there's here maybe like 15 different podcast suggestions. And this is on top of, these are like specific episodes that are not just me rambling for as I've been doing for the past 24 minutes. I'll eventually get to those. I say eventually for a lot of things that I never get to it, but I promise that I will get to these eventually, because my life's gonna get pretty boring once I leave London, so I'll need to do something for the podcast, and it will be that. The final topic is future plans with regards to me. That's not YouTube, that's actually me as in where I'm gonna be. Like I mentioned earlier in this podcast, I am leaving London for Australia, sadly, in August. I don't want to go back, but I have to because of visa situations. However, the option is available for me to return, but the only way I'll be able to return is under a studying student visa, which would allow me to study in here, which means the only way I'd be allowed back is if I got into a university course, which naturally changes things potentially for this channel in the future and the long-term future of this channel. And well, I say this channel because I'm like talking on YouTube, but don't worry. I mean, as in like DJ's aviation on a whole. So there's a couple of things I'm really interested in studying, and believe it or not, they have nothing to do with aviation. They're actually to do with sports and media and marketing and communications and that sort of thing, event management regarding sports. So they're things I'm all considering at the moment to come back and study. Naturally, there's all the things of I have to get accepted into the programs. I have to make sure that I can get the visa. It's a very, very long and drawn out process, but I don't think I'll be doing YouTube for the rest of my life. It's not a very, how do I put it, stable income. I'm sure everyone's aware of that. I don't need to go into the specifics as I'm not allowed. I don't really want to, but you know, you can earn X amount of money 1 month and then it can be $50,000 less or $1 million less. You know what I mean? It's very fluctuating and it's not very safe when your monetization can be ripped off you. Or as you may have seen, my channel's been doing decent of late, but the past 5 months were atrocious for me. And that was so, so difficult with a lockdown. And it's just there's no stability behind it, pardon me. And like I said, I don't know if I want to be doing YouTube forever. That doesn't mean I wouldn't be around in some capacity, but I don't know whether I'd want to do it as my full-time job. And I guess going to study something is the natural step forward that I want to take in heading in a new avenue. That doesn't mean that I wouldn't still be making videos when I'd be studying, but naturally I'll also be studying and that will be one of my priorities as well. So with that being said, I would like to come back to the UK. I'm already looking at a potential 2022 return for the start of the schooling year in like the summer 2022. But like I said, that is so early planning. I don't even know what I want to study. There's just different things I'm interested in that I have been looking at schools and obviously the process of being accepted, because some schools don't accept you and then some schools do accept you. So they're all important things to think about as well. And naturally, it would give me some more time to explore the UK, whether that be trains, plane spotting. I'd also get to go throughout Europe, because hopefully by 2022 or 2023 and 2024 and 2025, COVID will be done and I will actually be able to come to the UK, and I know I'll be studying, but I'll actually be able to do what I wanted to do, which was come here and see different things. And I'd argue that these next 3 months, I'm so busy not only trying to work, move out and leave the country, but I'm also trying to find the time to make up for a year that I've lost. Like everyone, we've lost a year of our lives, and I'm well aware, sadly, that people have lost their lives to this pandemic. And naturally, my condolences if you've lost someone, but I think as a whole, we can all agree we've lost a year of our lives, and it's about trying to make up for lost time that we're not going to get back. So my days are very, very busy as well, and like I said, I know I'm not going to be able to check everything off. I want to go to France. I'm not going to be able to go to France. Want to go to Switzerland. Won't be able to go to Switzerland. And obviously want to study at some point in my life. And I feel like it makes sense to come back here. With that being said, another option is studying in Montreal. I'm still having a look at programs in Montreal to see if I can find something that interests me. I haven't looked as in depth with Montreal yet, but naturally being in the UK, I sort of understand it. I'd argue a little bit more than I did 3 years ago. I understand living here, I understand where to go, I understand schools, I understand programs a little bit more, whereas somewhere like Montreal, an aviation analogy, because this podcast has not really been about planes today, but it's basically like a clean sheet designed for an aircraft. We're talking of a clean sheet country that I've never been to and I don't really know a whole lot about. I've just heard a lot of things. But yeah, as that process continues, I'll be sure to update everyone on what my plans are, but for now, at the end of July, early August, I'll be heading back to Australia with Qatar Airways, and then we'll basically see from there. We've been going 28 minutes now, and I feel like I've covered a wide range of different things. I'm just having a look at what I've been talking about on my list, and I feel like I've covered everything. Just a huge shout out to everyone that still listens to the podcast. Numbers have dropped on certain things, but honestly, I don't really care. As long as people enjoy listening to this, that is the main thing. And as long as someone is listening, that's the main thing. I feel like it's just a place for me to vent as well. And maybe people get to know me a little bit more. That is the main thing. And I feel like I connect with people, even though no one's on the other end of this podcast in the sense of talking to me. I feel like maybe the people that listen to this just get to know me more. And honestly, I received so many emails when I stopped doing this a couple years ago. And they were saying, oh, I like to listen to this when I'm going to school. And it felt like I was talking to someone because maybe they didn't have someone to talk to. So yeah. Hopefully this is of some use to people. The next podcast will be coming out next weekend, like always. And actually, let me think. I'm going to Bath next week and Manchester. So I'm thinking of when... I think it still should be out next weekend. But obviously for the people that are listening to this, on Patreon or listening to this or bits of this in the Discord server. I'm not sure when I'll be recording the episode, just based on the day trips and whether I may record after I go to Manchester or if I'll do a separate one for Bath and then Manchester. We'll just have to wait and see on how my week goes and depending on not how busy it is. So that's me trying to outro once again for 2 minutes because I'm so hopeless at actually stopping a podcast. I just go on and on and on. I could talk for hours, but my throat's starting to hurt. I'm going to have some water and enjoy the rest of my night. Thank you very much. Well, night. Some people could be listening to this in the morning. But yeah, hopefully you enjoyed listening to this. Found some topics interesting. Maybe learned some new things. I will either see you in the Discord server, on Twitter, maybe in the next YouTube video. Or if you don't do any of these things and you don't even know who I am and just listen to the podcasts because you've searched me up and found me, I will see you in the next podcast next week. Please be safe. Take care. Once again, my condolences to the people in India that, of course, are going through the absolutely horrific scenes we've been seeing with this pandemic, hitting them much harder than we've seen anywhere else in the world. It's been pretty bad there, so I'm thinking of all of you, especially as I know how many people tune in from there. And I'll see you in the next one. So yeah, take care and bye-bye. Thank you for tuning into another episode of the DJ's Aviation Podcast. If you haven't already, feel free to follow my socials, being that of YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram, all under the DJ's Aviation branding. If you're interested in seeing my large collection of car, transport, aviation, and natural landscape photography, you can check me out on Flickr. Interested maybe in also joining a Discord community with thousands of members? You can do so with the vanity URL of discord.gg/aviation. We'd certainly love to see you there. Until the next podcast, be safe and take care.